المصنف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين باب الخوف، قال الله تعالى: وإياي فارهبون، وقال تعالى: إن بطش ربك لشديد، وقال تعالى: وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه عليم شديد، إن في ذلك لآيات لمن خاف عذاب الآخرة، ذلك يوم مجموع له الناس وذلك يوم مشهود، وما نؤخره إلا لأجل معدود، يوم يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه فمنهم شقي وسعيد، فأما الذين شقوا ففي النار لهم فيها زفير وشهيق، وقال تعالى: ويحذركم الله نفسه، وقال تعالى: يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه، لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه، وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد، وقال تعالى: ولمن خاف.
إذا قذفت في قلب العبد كانت باعثا له لفعل مراض الله والابتعاد عن مصاحبه.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began to ask Russian Vice President Farid the Khutbah to Hajj, which is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to begin his speeches with, whereby he stated, all praise is due to Allah, we praise him, we seek his assistance, we seek his forgiveness, we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, no one can go astray, and whomsoever Allah decrees to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and messenger. And then the Shaykh, Habibullah ta'ala, proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jal for allowing us to continue these blessed gatherings, the studying of this book. And the Shaykh, Habibullah ta'ala, reminded us that the title of this chapter is called Al-Khawf. And the Shaykh, Habibullah ta'ala, stated that this is a noble and great form of ibadah. And if the servant is given this khawf, then it encourages him, or is a cause for him to do those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, and it causes him to refrain from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited.
وَإِيَّايَ فَالْقَبُونَ
The first ayah that the author mentioned, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states the meaning of, and be fearful of me.
سَيَخَافُونَ
And the believers, the quality that they have is that they are fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَيَخَافُونَ عِقَابَهُ
And they are fearful of his torment and his adab.
إِنَّ بَطَّ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that verily his punishment is severe.
كَذَلِكَ أَخْلُهُ الْقُرَى
And also the third ayah where Allah mentions a form of this punishment.
وَذَلِكَ يَوْمَ الْآخِرِ يَوْمَ مَشْهُودٌ
And the day of judgment, that day that will be witnessed, and Allah will punish those people who are deserving of this punishment.
وَعَذَابَهَا النَّارُ لَهَا زَفِيرٌ
وَشَهِيرٌ And also, one of the verses that was mentioned here with a description of the hellfire.
وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَمَنْ حَذَرَ ابْتَعَدَ عَنِ الْخَطَرِ
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns from his punishment, warns from himself and the punishment that he will decree to those people who are deserving. And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala stated that the person who is warned, he is keen to avoid that which he is warned from.
يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه أمور تخيف فهو يفعل ما يريد لأمنه ذلك اليوم.
The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the meaning of that on the day of judgment that this individual will flee from those people who are the closest to him in the regular worldly life. The fact that this day is so severe, it causes the individual to take those means and traverse the path which will ensure his safety on that day in which the punishment will be so severe.
الخائف من ربه له الجنة ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنة.
And in the verse that the author mentioned, the one who fears his Lord, he is rewarded to paradise.
هذه آثار وثمار.
And this is the recompense, and this is the fruit of the person having